Hello again and welcome back. On day 6 of the commercial loan process mini e-course, you learned all about what to expect at the closing and how to avoid surprises. So in this bonus, I'm going to tell you more ways to prevent surprises at closing, and I'm going to tell you the secret to getting the lender to allow you to do a dry closing. Okay? So first let's talk about more ways to prevent surprises at closing. Okay. These surprises that people have, you know, they say, oh, the lender tried to change the terms on me at the closing table, you know. That can almost always be prevented, and I'm going to tell you how. And I'm going to start off by asking you a question. When you put, when you decide to purchase a property, what protects you in that transaction? Is it your earnest money? Is it the real estate agent? What about your attorney? Is it any of those things? Nope, none of the above. What really protects you is your real estate contract. That contract is a binding legal document that prevents both parties from changing their mind at a whim. Similarly, with a commercial loan, it's really not much different. In order to protect the terms that you agree to, you must sign a contract. Okay? And a contract is a funny word in this instance because really the pre-approval letter is non-binding. It's not a contract, really. It basically states that the lender intends, okay, with the emphasis on intends, not that they definitely will give you one, but they intend to give you a loan if you can prove that everything that you stated in your application is in fact true. Okay, so after you've gone through application, you've gotten your pre-approval letter, you went through processing, got all your third-party reports, you passed underwriting, they say, yep, it looks good, a wonderful thing happens. You get approved for the loan. I'm not talking about a pre-approval or pre-qualification anymore. I'm talking about an approval letter. And it's just like you signed a statement stating that you agreed to the potential terms of the pre-approval letter. Now, an approval letter may be submitted to you from the lender. And this approval letter is similar to the contract in that it can lock in your rate and terms and bind the lender to honoring the deal. So it's very wise to review your approval letter with your attorney to make sure that the language of the approval does in fact bind the lender to the terms that they promise you. Okay, but be aware that sometimes lenders don't provide the actual approval letter unless you request it. Okay, so it's important to ask for an approval letter documenting the binding document that says that the lender is going to in fact fund your deal. So then now once you have your approval letter and it's certified, signed by you and the lender, it'll be a whole lot more difficult for the lender to change the terms on you at the closing table. Okay? But let's say you want to fail-proof yourself. Approval letter, but you're still worried that they might try to, you know, change terms on you at the closing. What we want to encourage you to do is exactly what we said in day 6, your day 6 lesson, and that is request a dry closing 24 to 48 hours before the actual closing. Okay, and we explained that a dry closing is when you close 24 to 48 hours before any funds are actually exchanged. So you sign all the documents, but no funds are exchanged until 24 to 48 hours afterwards. And what that does is it allows you time to really review the documents and, you know, really understand what is happening. So what's the secret? How do you get the lender to give you a dry closing? Well, here's the secret. Don't just request it. You must insist on having a dry closing. Insist on it. Don't take no for an answer. Just tell them, you know, that you don't feel comfortable closing without having enough time to review all of the documents that they want you to sign. And don't forget to bring your approval letter with you to the closing. And, you know, trust me when I tell you that no one's going to argue with you if you state that you want 24 to 48 hours to review all the documents that need to be signed at closing. I mean, there's so many documents that need to be signed. There's really no argument there. So just insist on a dry closing and use that line of reasoning. If you request and insist on getting a signed approval letter, before the closing, and then back it up with a request for a dry closing, most likely the lender's going to discern that you're not like most borrowers. You're not like most unsavvy borrowers. You're going to review everything that they present to you in minute detail. And just knowing that, it's going to highly discourage them from trying to change any terms on you at the closing. And then worst case scenario, if for any reason they still try to change terms on you, be ready, be willing to hold off. Hold off for a few days. Just say, I don't feel comfortable with this transaction. We signed a pre-approval, or we signed an approval letter. We had an agreement, and now you're trying to change terms on me. If I can't trust you to live up to the approval letter that you gave me, then why would I want to close my deal with you? So you may have to threaten them a little bit, hold off a little bit. And I know it might seem hardball, but no one likes to deal with surprises at the closing table. I mean, no one. So lenders are only going to respect you for, holding to your guns and insisting that they give you the terms that they promised. So thanks again so much for listening. We look forward to speaking with you soon. In the meantime, I'll see you again tomorrow on the final day, day 7 of the 7-day commercial loan process mini e-course. I'll see you there.